It's the fourth Sunday of Advent, and we are on our journey today, and this Sunday is peace. If you do not have an Advent journal, would you raise your hand? We have some extras down here. We'd like to get those handed out. We have one more week on our journey, and this has a devotion for Christmas as well as Christmas Eve. If you'd like one, just raise your hand this morning. We want you to take the journey with us. And it's a great devotional that you can use all year long. Have you enjoyed it? Yeah. Amen. It's been exciting. So this week we're going to start on peace. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your presence today. Lord, thank you for the word of the Lord as it goes forward. Father, we thank you. Your word says that your word is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, I pray that it penetrates every heart, every mind today. And Lord, those things that are bothering us, that's keeping us from having the peace that you have given to us, Lord, we pray that you cut them away today. As we sit together in your presence today, and we give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you for every person you brought into the house today. In Jesus' name, amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. You know, I really enjoyed my vacation in Cancun that God blessed us with. But you know, when I got back on Monday, I picked up my mom at my sister's, and my sister Kim said, "Mom's pretty sick. She's moving really slow. I think she's probably going to have to see the doctor." And I said, "Okay." So we got her home, and yeah, Mom was really sick and in so much pain. And so I've really had a week with being in the hospital, ER, etc. And I thought, Lord, if you wouldn't have given me a week of rest before this week, I don't know if I would have made it through this week, but by the grace of God. And so then I'm thinking, well, I'm getting a little suspicious. If God blesses me with another vacation, I'm going to think twice before I take it. But my mom is doing, she's doing as well as she can do. They think she has a compression fracture on her spine. And so that's very, very painful. Nothing they can do for it. And so keep her in your prayers. We hope to have her move to Hubbard Hill sometime this next week. And then we can all go visit her if we would like. And Becky's moving there. I think she's already there. And so you can go visit Becky and visit my mom at the same time. But we just thank God that he is with us. And even though our prayer list keeps growing, God is still on the throne. Nothing has changed about God. So this morning, we're going to talk about peace. For those of you that have been on this journey with us, Advent means coming. It's that expectation of the coming of Christ. And by the way, I'm chewing gum this morning as I'm speaking publicly. Sorry. But my throat is really dry. I caught my mom's cold. And so she was very, very sick. They thought she had pneumonia. And Thursday, I woke up with a sore throat. And so it's just progressed from that. But I thought, you know what? Nothing's going to keep me from preaching the Word of God. Peace is a subject I love. If I didn't know how to receive God's peace, I would not be where I am today. There's been many trials, many tribulations, but God has peace for us. And that's what our message is about today. Life is full of struggles, but there's always hope in Jesus Christ. So through all the circumstances and surprises that the wise men faced as they journeyed to follow the star, we know that the star never failed and the star never faltered. For the angels had announced that the Prince of Peace had come. And the wise men were on their journey. And they encountered a lot of different travelers, and they sat with deceptive and powerful men like King Herod. But yet the light of God, the star that God had placed in the sky, it continued to shine, regardless of the circumstances and the struggles that the wise men were going through to get to Jesus Christ. So God used a star, and that's the title of our devotion, the star, to point the way to Jesus. Today, God uses the light of His Word. Psalm 119:105. My husband, Apostle Leonard, prayed this morning. He said, "My word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path." So we're on a journey to Jesus, and we're on that journey by studying God's word. It's a lamp unto our feet. It shows us the way that we're supposed to go. It's a light unto our path. The Lord lights up the path as we journey with Him. And we have peace knowing that God is with us on the journey. So when I think of peace, I'm reminded of that old hymn, "It is well with my soul." Have you ever heard it? "When peace like a river," can't sing it for you today. Hallelujah. But have you ever heard the story that's behind that? The man that somebody has, somebody hasn't, I'm assuming. The man that wrote the song was a businessman in Chicago in 1873. And he lost one of his children to pneumonia. And he was having a tough time, and he decided to send his wife and four daughters ahead of him on a ship to Europe. And I'm going to have a drink. "It is well with my soul." And while they were crossing the Atlantic, the ship sank, and his four daughters died, and his wife was the only one that survived. And he got a message from her that "survived alone" is what the message said. She telegraphed him. She didn't have a cell phone. Couldn't send him a text. Hallelujah. 1873. So he caught the next ship that he could to go to be with her. And as he journeyed across the Atlantic, he got to about the place where his daughters had drowned. And he began to pin the words to that song, because he found a deep, authentic peace in the midst of his heartache. He was able to say, "It is well with my soul." So, you know, we think that peace should just be peace, but peace is not without heartache. Our journey of peace is not one that is separated from all the realities of life. So you may be facing some pain this season. Some struggles may be weighing you down. But the pressures and the problems that you have are not greater than the peace that God has for you today. And I pray today, as we share some thoughts from God's word, that you'll be willing to open up your heart to God and allow Him, that even in the midst of your struggle, to receive His peace today. And so as we talk about peace, it's certainly an appropriate journey in the world that we live in today. Just as the ancient Roman world must have felt during the first Christmas, our world is full of violence, it's full of warfare and uncertainties. And the pressure of daily life barrages us at an unparalleled pace. Our world is in desperate need of peace. Can you say amen? The good news is his peace is available today, just as it was on that day when he was born and the angels announced peace on earth. Let's talk about peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. And as we go along, Aaron is going to put up some scriptures. So if you want to write down in your notes the scripture reference, Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So peace is not just a feeling or a state of being. Peace is a person. Peace is the person of Jesus Christ. Throughout Jesus' life and teaching, we see that peace comes from the person of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit, God's presence with us. Sometimes we have some unpeaceable parts in our heart. Excuse me. And I thought about Mary's situation. Her life probably was anything but peaceful after the Immaculate Conception of Jesus. The Prince of Peace that she was carrying on the inside of her. She found peace and trust in God, but on the outside, she was being accused and talked about and gossiped about. And there were a lot of struggles that she faced. But Luke 2:19 says, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary was learning to trust God, who was in control. God is in control. Tell your neighbor, God is in control. You see, we surrender our will to God's will. And we do that, we know we've done that when we stop worrying. When we stop planning and stop striving. When we surrender our will to the Prince of Peace, we find a rest in him that the world cannot give us. And all the inner chaos and anxiety and noise and the busyness of life may not change. But we can experience peace because we trust the one who is in control. God's peace comes and changes us. So remember this, peace is not the absence of trouble, but rather the presence of God. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but rather the presence of God. Excuse me. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. And in the midst of everything that was going on this week, and for those who receive our prayer requests, the list just kept growing. The calls just kept coming. The reports just kept coming in about my mom and questions, you know, from siblings that don't live here. Lots of things to handle. And then my furnace went out in my healing stream center. And then Pastor Leonard broke three fingers yesterday. And then Trisha's mom went to the hospital this morning. And it's been one thing after another. But I said, God, you know, you said you wouldn't put more on me than I could handle. And honestly, I pray for the church like you're my family. You're my family. I pray for you. I'm concerned about you. I couldn't go to Becky's surgery because I was with my mom. I couldn't go to Jerome's because I was with my mom. Thank God Jerome's here this morning. Surgery on Monday. He's back today. Deacon Jerome is in the house. We're glad you're here. But I remember hearing the Lord say, Janet, be still and know that I am God. And then he said, and I paid the price for your peace. Your gift is paid for. And besides, your money can't buy my peace. My son gave his life to purchase your peace. And he said, rest in my peace and I'll see you through. And I just kept holding on to that as the week went on. And I'm going to keep holding on to that because I'm not discouraged. I'm not depressed. And I'm not disappointed because I serve a God that is in control. I serve the Prince of Peace. And if I'll allow his peace to come into my heart, then I'm not going to be worrying. I'm not going to be complaining. I'm not going to be fretting. I'm not going to be frustrated. But I'm going to trust the peace of God that passes understanding to fill my heart and my mind. Give the Lord a praise this morning. The Lord told me, just keep looking at me. And that's what the scripture says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He knows it from the beginning to the end. We don't know what's going to happen in between, but God does. And God is in control. He holds us in the palm of his hand. And he said, Janet, my eye is on you. And his eye is on us today. He is watching over us. And he brings this abiding peace into our hearts, regardless of what our circumstances are. Because our circumstances often don't change. But God changes us. Tell your neighbor, God's changing me. Also, Pat Cummings' mom, we prayed for your mom last Sunday here in church. She's fallen twice, but David says she's on the mend. Amen. So we thank God for that. What is she, 90? 91. Yeah, our son-in-law David is their son, and he went to visit both grandmas this week. I'm sure that was a delight for them. And we thank God that she's on the mend, that God is with her, the God of peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a praise for that. We need your peace, Lord. Tell your neighbor, I need God's peace. Peace has different meanings. The word in Hebrew, you've probably heard the word shalom. Shalom. Shalom has two opposite sides. It's like they say shalom when they see you and they say shalom when they're leaving. It's like totally opposites. But there's a connection with God and our comings and our going. Amen. God brings us full circle. Shalom. Peace. When things are going good or when things are not going so good. We just trust God to change us and to change our circumstances if that's his will. Amen. The other word for peace is a Hebrew word. Charash, and it's used in Job 13:13, and it says, hold your peace with me and let me speak. then let come on me what may. And this is in Job. Has anyone ever read Job? Yeah, you read Job? If you think you're having a hard time, then you just need to read Job. You'll just thank God for what you're going through. Because Job really had a hard time. But Job was saying, hold your peace with me and let me speak. Hold your peace or be quiet, is what he was saying. And in modern translation, it would probably be shut up. Chorash. If you don't want to say shut up, you can use a Hebrew word. Be still and know that I'm God. In the stillness, when we quiet ourselves, we get so busy. Who gets busy? Who's Christmas shopping? Who's running around trying to get your Christmas shopping done? We just decide when we're getting together. And I'm thinking, oh no, it's this Friday. I haven't done anything yet. Hallelujah. But be still and know that I'm God. Just taking a pause. Taking a pause in the morning when you get up and reading God's word. Meditating on that word. Take a pause when you're working, when you're taking a break. Think about what you read that morning. God's word, it's life. It's health to our souls. You know, it's what we need. It seems so simple. You mean just reading God's word? Yes, just reading God's word. I challenge you at the first of the year again, start reading Proverbs chapter 1 on January 1, chapter 2 on January 2, and read through that book. If we did that all year long, we'd be the wisest people that walked on earth. Hallelujah, if we applied it. Did anybody take the challenge last time and read it? It's amazing. It's a wonderful book. Godly wisdom. But peace, be still. So I pray today that God's peace just washes over you. Washes over your troubled heart, your troubled mind. And calms you. Peace is a person. Jesus spoke those words to the storm. Do you remember the story? He stood up in the boat and he said, peace, be still. And the wind and the seas, they obeyed him. Jesus has peace for the world. And this is my final part here. Jesus came as the Prince of Peace, and you and I can abide in him and experience peace in our souls. Our souls are our mind, our will, and our emotions. Once again, our circumstances may not change, but his peace can change us. We're commissioned to be carriers of the gospel of, our feet is shed with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We are carriers of the peace of God because the Spirit of God is on the inside of us. If we've received the Lord as our Lord and Savior, we have his peace, and we have that peace to give away. And the Bible tells us that God's peace goes beyond our understanding. We're going to look at that passage in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And while I rest my voice, I'm going to let you read it. the peace of God goes beyond our understanding. We can be in the midst of a crisis and yet have a peace, an abiding peace on the inside of us. It doesn't make sense, and it may not make sense to people around you, but they notice it. Tell somebody, they notice it. They notice it. They know when you have peace in the midst of troubles. It is a witness. And it is a way that we can let our light shine, because we are the light of the earth and we are the salt of the earth. And when we have God's peace, His abiding peace, the Prince of Peace living in us, we have something that we can demonstrate so that others know that our Redeemer lives. You see, God wants to guard our heart and our mind with His peace. Because if He doesn't, we're not going to hear His voice. If we are anxious and frantic, we do not think intelligently. We get into that fight or flight mode. God knows we need His peace. And so He said He would guard our hearts and our minds with it. Hearing God's voice is the difference between victory and defeat in our lives. And the Lord told us that through Him, we're more than conquerors. And we're overcomers. And it's interesting because often we think of peace as being something that is without conflict. But actually, guarding our heart and mind is a military term. It's a military term. He sets a guard about us. Remember, He's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. The mighty God is the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. He is Lord Sabaoth. He is ready to fight. Sometimes you have to fight for peace. Romans 16:20 says, "And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly." Now, He's a God of peace, but He is at war. He's ready to crush Satan under your feet. So all of these things that we're going through right now, all of these struggles in this life, God is going to show up. Don't be discouraged. Janice had a testimony. You want to share your testimony? She's not discouraged. You want to stand up and share? Give the Lord a praise. So God will destroy the enemy to bring health, to bring safety, and prosperity to His people. He's a God of peace. And He wants to guard our hearts and minds. And that happens when we are thankful in everything. Do you remember Philippians 4, 6 through 7? With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. With thanksgiving, talk to God. Not with complaining, not with whining. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So God wants to guard our heart and our mind. And that happens when we're prayerful and we're thankful in everything. You see, it's a supernatural work in our spirit man. We are spirit, we are soul, and we are body. Dr. Summerall always said it like this. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. And you see, the soul is the part that rotates. The determining part. Our spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. The soul wants to have its own way. So it's a constant crucifying the flesh and telling it no. Your body's going to do what your mind decides it's going to do most of the time, unless you have a mental disorder or a brain injury or something like that. But if you are thinking, if you have the right capacity to think, then God wants to renew your thinking. Otherwise, your mind will run wild. Your soul will run wild. It's what gets you into trouble. It's what gets you on drugs. It's what gets you drinking. God wants us to be able to have a transformed life. A soul that has peace. In this world, he already told us we're going to have trouble. We're going to have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And so God wants to do this work on the inside of us. And once he begins to change us, we have a new way of walking. And we have a new way of talking. And we have a new attitude. Because Jesus takes us higher when he changes us. He changes us with his word. He changes us with his love. He has gifts for us. And one of those gifts is peace. Will you receive it today? Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. You see, the world puts limitations on us. But with God, there's no limitations. There's no limitation to his peace. There's no limitation to his power. There's no limitation to the fruit of the Spirit. Against these, there is no law. You can have all you want. As you allow the Holy Spirit to work in your soul, to renew your mind. You know your mind's being renewed when you start to think differently. Has anyone ever experienced that? It's like, I would have been thinking something else. I would not have handled it like that 10 years ago. See, I'm glad I know you now. John 14:27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus spoke these words to his disciples, and Jesus knew they were getting ready to face some really harsh conditions. He was getting ready to leave this world. But the good news is that he was going to send his Holy Spirit to comfort them, to teach them. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of peace. He was sending back to them. But he knew that they were going to suffer. He said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. We've all listened to peace negotiations. Read maybe some peace agreements, where I'll give you this if you'll give me that. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like, let's make a deal. It's like trying to keep everybody happy on both sides. And there's usually always money involved. Trade agreements involved. But Jesus is saying, the peace I give you, it's not like the world. I don't give things like the world gives. I gave my all for you. I already paid the price for you. My peace is a gift to you if you'll just receive it. Receive the peace of God. Then he goes on and says, let not your heart be troubled. I always say it's the let that gets us into trouble. It is our choice. Tell your neighbor it's your choice. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If we want to get caught up in worry and anxiety and stress, we can. It's our choice. But God's perfect plan for our life is, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Because I have peace. I paid the price for it. It's a gift. Would you just take it? Just receive it. Receive my peace. I have a CD that I did several years ago called Rest in the Wrestling. And it's got different lengths on the tracks so that you can just get in a place where you can hear the word of the Lord being spoken over you. I teach you just to do some deep breathing, teach you some relax techniques, but it's a place that you can get and just receive God's peace as the promises of God are spoken over you. Rest in the wrestling. Because we know there's a wrestling match that goes on. But if you're interested in that, you can let Laura know. We have them in the office. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. How do we have peace? It's by keeping our mind in the right place. Keeping our mind on the right things. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but it is the presence of God. And Colossians 1:20 says, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. This morning, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do that today. And I'd like to just take a moment to pray, and then we're going to have a special number. So let's just bow our heads. Father, thank you. For those that are sitting here today that have never asked you to be their Lord and Savior, Father, we just thank you, God, that you made a way for them to be forgiven of all their sins. Lord, that you made a way for them to be taken out of the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of your dear Son. Father, today I pray that they repent of their sin and ask you to come into their heart. We thank you, God, that it is just that easy. If we believe with, confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that you are Lord and that you died and you were rose again, we will be saved. And I thank you for your salvation today. And Lord, for those that are struggling with anxiety and just obstacles are in their way of finding that place of peace, and I know you're here today. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you show me in the Spirit those who are struggling today that would be here, that you desired to change them, to come into their heart, to bring your peace that passes understanding. Lord, we ask right now that you wash over them with the peace of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for working deep on the inside of our hearts. Thank you, Lord. By faith, Lord, we receive your peace today. We thank you, Lord, that you break the power of discouragement and despair off of this people and off those who could not be here today. We thank you, Lord, that it has no legal rights in our lives because all has been settled at the cross of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blood that paid the price for our sins, for the blood that bought our salvation, for the blood that brings us health and healing and wholeness and peace. Work in our hearts, Lord.